Hello, and welcome to our weekly podcast. I am your host, Romic Soltis. Join us today as we cover bath salts. Bath salts are the new designer drug that has been turning normal citizens into zombies. A case recently surfaced in Miami, Florida, of a homeless man eating the face off of another homeless man under the influence of bath salts. Bath salts are a synthetic stimulant drug that are made of MDPV, along with other stimulants such as methadone and pyrovelerone. These synthetics raise dopamine levels in your body 10 times higher than cocaine does. Having too much dopamine in the wrong place can make you psychotic. Therefore, high amounts of dopamine can cause euphoria, aggression, and intense sexual feelings, which are very common effects of bath salts. Bath salts are federally banned in America and have even further and more strict bans on them in 12 different states. Bath salts are marketed as fake and or legal weed and are sold in small bags or foil packets. Carefully labeled as not for human consumption, the labeling is simply a poly to get around the existing drug laws, which do not regulate non-consumable products, so are actually quite easily to attain and avoid legal restrictions. Bath salts originally gained popularity in 2007, most likely due to the potential effectiveness of the drug, which had been described as increased energy, euphoria, talkativeness, and improved mood, and a pronounced urge to do things. The drug has been found to do almost the opposite. The drug revs up the neurons in your brain and doesn't let them to be turned off. The result is a high that can last up to 9 hours, including hyper-aggressive behavior by the user. Bath salts have been found to cause headaches, heart palpitations, and nausea. Unpredictable results in users include paranoia, panic attacks, and hallucinations. On today's show, we have an ex-user of bath salts that is going to talk about his journey recovering from the drug. Hi, Johnny. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
So let's get right into this. How'd you get into bath salts?
Well, my friend, not going to name any names, ordered a shipment of them from overseas. He let me try them a couple times, and I was hooked.
Wow, how long were you addicted for?
About 1 year.
And how did you manage to get out of it?
Well, my wife put me into rehab. I was there for 5 months. It was difficult, but I managed to break my bad habit. Now I do my best to stay away from anyone who could even have a chance to influence me into doing it again.
Wow, Johnny, that's great to hear. We're running out of time though, so I'm gonna let you go.
Bath salts are a Schedule 1 drug, and the contents of bath salts are very addicted. Avid users of bath salts should seek help from local rehabilitation centers for assistance with addiction as soon as possible.
Bath salts can also cause seizures, tremors, and kidney failures in the long term. Cloud9, Ivory Wave, Ocean Snow, or Meow Meow are street names for bath salts.
Be sure to keep as far away as possible from that ocean snow, and we'll see you next week on the weekly podcast.